Insights.
This is Akashvani. In Insights, now we bring you a special program on India's soaring space sector and upcoming space missions.
Welcome to Insights. In today's special program, we will take a look at the growth and achievements of India in the space sector in the last decade. Before we dive deep into the various aspects which Indian space sector has explored in this decade, let us listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on how India is becoming a superpower in the space sector.
Aaj space sector mein Bharat ek badi power ban chuka hai. Dusre deshon ne कई बिलियन डॉलर खर्च करके जो सक्सेस हासिल की, हमारे वैज्ञानिकों ने वही काम सीमित संसाधनों में करके दिखाया है। अपने इसी जज्बे को लेकर भारत चंद्रमा के दक्षिणी ध्रुव पर पहुंचने वाला पहला देश बना है। इसी संकल्प को लेकर भारत अब मिशन गगनयान की तैयारी कर रहा है।
The highlight of this year's space achievements is definitely Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's visit to the International Space Station ISS as a part of the Axiom 4 mission, becoming the first Indian to visit the ISS and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma to travel to the space. After his return to India, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla had a detailed conversation with Prime Minister Modi at the Prime Minister's residence this week. Let us listen to this snippet from the conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla.
काफी कुछ चेंज फील होता होगा जब मैं समझना चाहता हूँ को किस प्रकार से अनुभव करते हैं आप लोग
सर जब ऊपर भी जाते हैं तो वहाँ का जो वातावरण है एनवायरनमेंट है वो अलग है ग्रेविटी नहीं है
पहला एक बार एक कोई भारतीय आया
जी सर
तो भारतीय को देख करके उनके मन में क्या रहता है क्या पूछते हैं क्या बात करते हैं कि बाकी जो दुनिया के देश के लोग होते
जी सर मेरा पर्सनल अनुभव जो रहा है सर पिछले एक साल में मैं तो जहां भी गया जिससे भी मिला सभी लोग बहुत खुश हुए मुझसे मिलके और सबसे बड़ी बात ये थी कि सबको इसके बारे में मालूम था कि भारत स्पेस के क्षेत्र में क्या कर रहा है सबको इस बारे में जानकारी थी और कई लोग थे जो गगनयान के बारे में इतना एक्साइटेड थे जो आके मुझसे पूछ रहे थे कि आपका मिशन कब जा रहा है
अब स्पेस स्टेशन और गगनयान दो हमारे बड़े मिशन है
सर
उसमें आपका एक्सपीरियंस बहुत काम आएगा
अहेड ऑफ द सेकंड नेशनल स्पेस डे ऑन 23rd of August इसरो हेल्ड अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे टू गिव डिटेल्स अबाउट इंडियाज अचीवमेंट्स इन द स्पेस सेक्टर highlighting the achievements in the last decade under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and also spoke about the future of Indian space missions. The press meet was addressed by the Minister of State, Independent Charge, Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and Group Captain Prashant B. Nair. While addressing the press conference, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh hailed the success of the Axiom 4 mission and said that Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's space voyage vindicates the vision of an Atmanirbhar and Vishwabandhu Bharat. He also emphasized on the cost-effective approach of ISRO's missions.
Our space missions are much, much cost-effective compared to the counterpart missions elsewhere. Over here, we just spent about 500 to 600 crore even in this mission. And it was one of the most beautiful examples of the public-private participation, the four-party. Our Chandrayaan was just about 600, not even one-third or one-fourth of what the other counterpart missions. But even more importantly, more than just sending up rockets, we are into other sectors for the ease of living of the common citizens, the infrastructure sector, development. Our work as far as space technology is concerned, is of a much, much more volume in other sectors. Now, what was special about the Axiom mission is, from our point of view, also from the government's point of view, also from the point of view of the dispensation that is laying down the policies today, I think in a single mission, through a single mission, our astronauts have lived up to three or four flagship mantras which Prime Minister Modi has been constantly practicing, propagating over the last nearly 12 years ever since he's been at the helm.
ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan detailed the achievements of India in the space sector and laid a special emphasis on the number of space missions in the last 10 years.
Most respected Dr. Jitendra Singh Ji, Minister of States, and my dear friends from ISRO and press, very good afternoon to all of you. We will give the update on the progress of ISRO activities. And as you are aware, the ISRO space activities were started in the year 1962. Can you go to the first slide? The first launch was accomplished on 21st November 1963. From that till now, we have accomplished 133 satellite missions, 102 launch vehicle missions, 5 technology demonstration missions, and 4,002 sounding rockets, including 240 total number of missions. With respect to missions, the number of missions targeted in 2015 to 2025 is almost double compared to 2005 to 2015.
The ISRO chief elaborated on the milestones achieved by India in the initial 6 months of this year, from the Axiom 4 mission's success to the 433 foreign satellites for 34 countries launched by India till date.
During the last 6 months, if you see, 3 important missions are accomplished, and Axiom 4 mission is a very prestigious mission. We have successfully accomplished, and the first Indian is sent to safely to International Space Station and brought back safely. You are having the Gaganyaan 3 with us, Subhasan Sukraji, and GSLV F-16 rocket placing the most prestigious NASA ISRO synthetic aperture radar satellite on July 30th. A satellite jointly realized by JPL, NASA and ISRO. Yeah, the costliest satellite ever realized in the world is lifted off by Indian launcher GSLV and placed perfect in the orbit. And today the satellite is totally perfect. Another important thing, in another 2 to 3 months, we are going to have a 6,500 kg communication satellite of USA going to be launched using our launch vehicle. And till today, 433 satellites of 34 countries are done from India. After Modi ji took over as the Prime Minister of this country, the South Asian satellite was conceived, built, launched and donated to the South Asian countries. And under his leadership, we are also realizing the G20 satellite for the G20 countries.
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla shared his experience as the mission pilot of the Crew Dragon spacecraft. He described how months of training across multiple international space agencies prepared him for the flight, but said the actual experience of space went far beyond what could be taught on the ground.
The Axiom 4 mission was a mission to the International Space Station. So we were flying on top of the Falcon 9 vehicle in the Crew Dragon to the International Space Station for a period of 2 weeks and thereafter coming back. The launch was from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and recovery was off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean. Crew Dragon is one of the 3 vehicles which can take humans to space as of now. And we were fortunate to have the training on the other one, the Soyuz, which goes from Russia, as well as Crew Dragon now. International Space Station, as you know, is an orbiting laboratory which has been there since 2000 and has been conducting cutting-edge science and is actually a perfect example of marvel of human engineering and human collaboration. My profile in this mission was as a mission pilot. So Crew Dragon, there are 4 seats and I was the mission pilot. I had to work with the commander and interact with the systems of the Crew Dragon. Basically, anything that has to be done with the Crew Dragon was our responsibility. For the 2 weeks on the ISS, the work that we had, the job that we had was we had to perform the experiments that were conceived, developed and realized by the Indian researchers, and also to perform STEM demonstrations and just capture photographs and videography to bring it back to you. So that was the primary job while we were up on the station. To execute this mission profile, we were training at various places and it was distributed. So we were at NASA, European Space Agency, and also we traveled to Japan for executing the training for the International Space Station. At the same time, we also went to SpaceX for training on the Crew Dragon vehicle, which was the vehicle on which we were going to travel to space. Training on the experiments that were prepared by researchers, we traveled to various NASA centers. The benefit of executing a human spaceflight mission end-to-end is more than the training, actually. The supplementary knowledge that you get just by being there, the experience of it, the conversations that you have, the interaction that you have with people who have had a history of human spaceflight, it is invaluable. And I think all of this information that I have been able to collect in the past 1 year is going to be extremely useful for us for our own mission, the Gaganyaan and the Bharatiya Antariksha Station. And very soon we shall see somebody traveling up in our capsule from our rocket, from our soil. In spite of all this training, aapne chahe jitni bhi training ki ho, lekin uske baad bhi jab aap us rocket pe baithte hain aur jab wo engine ignite hote hain, when they catch fire, I think it is a very different feeling. I had not imagined of how it would feel like, and I was actually running behind the rocket for the first few seconds. I took time to catch up to it. From that point of time till the time we splashed down, the experience has been unbelievable. It has been so exciting and so amazing that I really have been struggling to find words of how do I convey to you so that you live that through my words. Probably I'll take some more time.
While recounting his interaction with kids when he was in the International Space Station, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla expressed his happiness of seeing young minds aspire to become astronauts for India.
The excitement that I saw in kids, the excitement that I saw in people that was there. I had three interactions from orbit with the kids. One was the live event, and then there were two ham radio interactions. And in each one of these interactions, there was at least one kid who asked, how do I become an astronaut? And I think that was the biggest win for me from this mission, that kids here are already thinking that they want to become an astronaut. And the good thing is that we are ready, ISRO is ready, India is ready with the rockets, with the launches, that we have the capability now that we can make this dream a reality very soon. So that was very fascinating for me.
While answering a question posed by Akashvani correspondent Adarsh, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla had this to say.
Adarsh from Akashvani News. Shubhanshu sir, my question is that can you please give us specifics on your observations in the field of biospace technology and how bioorganisms interact with space on the findings that you found on your mission?
The advantage of conducting research in microgravity, especially biological research, is that in absence of gravity, the processes become faster. They are quicker. And so you can do iterations and you can try out multiple things and work out solutions faster. There are other advantages as well of conducting this research. Specific to our case, the experiments that we carried, as I said, that there were a few which started showing positive results while we were there up on the station as well. All of this will find its way back once the analysis is done and the results are published to find potential applications for things back on Earth. There is also research happening on station for finding cure to cancer, for enabling diabetic patients to fly to space. So we have just started. We have got the doors open for microgravity research, but that is where we will get to at one point of time.
And finally, in a heartfelt and inspiring speech, Group Captain Prashant B. Nair thanked all the Indians for their unwavering support to the minds behind India's space programs and added a beautiful twist to the iconic slogan, Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan, and added a Jai Vaigyanik to it.
We're going to be having Diwali. And that's the time when Sri Ramji entered Ayodhya. Over here right now, to the Ram that is shook, if I can call myself Lakshman, it feels like there's Diwali here today when all our countrymen are here to receive us. But remember, even though I'm elder to shook, I would love to be Lakshman to this Ram any day. That's how professional he is. But remember, even Sri Ramji and Lakshman got a lot of help from the entire Vanar Sena, that is our fantastic ISRO team. Thank you, Hanuman and team, and also from the Devtas, the entire gang out here. Otherwise, it would not have been possible. I would like to reiterate what has been our slogan since, you know, days immemorial in this country. Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan. But add to it, Jai Vaigyanik now. And also, why not? Jai Har Bharatiya. You are the reason we are here. We get to wear the cool suits and look good in front of the camera. But remember, the leaves will not blossom if the foundation is not strong. All of you sitting out here, right from the minister to chairman, to all of you, in every street, in every way, have been contributing to this program. And I would like to thank the Prime Minister and the entire team for being with us throughout.
You were listening to a special program on India's soaring space sector and upcoming space missions. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Insights.